Hi, everybody. It's fall. It's that time of year when a young man's fancy turns to, you know, corn mazes. But we're going to talk about a different type of maze today. We're going to talk about the maze of devices. So without further ado, let's play the music. Hey, guys, and this is a first for us. We have a truly international show. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and our guest is in Bangalore, India. And so this should be pretty interesting. Srini, say hello.
Hey, how are you, Lax?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing well as well. Thank you.
So it's early here. It's 8-something in the morning. I know it's got to be...
It's 5:30 in the evening here in Bangalore.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so that's cool. And it's actually Sunday, correct?
It is Monday.
Oh, it's Monday. Evening. Oh, okay. So you're ahead of us.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Can I just teleport to where you are?
I think Skype is there. You can jump.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to get Monday over with. The sooner the better. But anyway, I read your white paper. It was actually pretty interesting on the maze of devices, and so we decided that we wanted to have you on and have you talk about that a little bit with us. I know that there are so many devices out there now.
Absolutely.
And not just number of devices, right, but so many different form factors. We have phones, we have tablets, we have phablets, we have, you know, laptops that convert into touchscreen tablets. We have desktops that fold down into giant tablets. I mean, really, any form factor you could imagine, there is a Windows product for.
You bet. So one of the things, you know, before I started writing this paper, you know, whenever I speak to, you know, many, either it's a consumer side or some, you know, enterprise side of people, they usually get confused about, like, you know, this, you know, there's so many devices available and what do I do? Isn't it? That's the first question. Or there are a lot of people go and choose a specific device which does not even suit them, and they really think about scratching their head and, you know, returning these product types of things. So the question is, do you have a good framework for these people to go ahead and choose a particular device, and that device really, really suits them, isn't it? Instead of you kind of, you know, adapt to the device, rather the device adapt to your needs. So that was the main intention of the paper, Lax.
Awesome. So what I was hoping I could get you to do is kind of go through some of the different device types, and let's talk about the pros and cons of each.
Okay, sounds good. So for example, let's say, you know, many people carry multiple devices these days, isn't it? There's a phone that they carry, and a mobile phone. Most of the time, it's a smartphone. Second, they also carry a e-reader types of things, and now it's a Kindle or a Nook or something like that. Then they also have a laptop that they carry for a content creation. So if you look at it, like, you know, there's a communication device, there's an, you know, content consumption device, and then there's a content creation device. And all these devices that are come through also create lots of, you know, power thing. It makes your backpack really heavy and things like that. So the question is, you know, do you want to really carry all these devices, or is there a convergence of there's one device that you need, or the right device that you need, which can fulfill your, you know, this thing? So that was the thinking. Okay.
So
Lax, if you see this, you know, picture that we are, you know, depicting, there is, you know, 2x2 matrix that's available, which says, like, you know, content creation low and medium to high, and also content consumption from low, medium to high. So
yeah,
there are specific devices that cater to these specific needs. For example, let's say a smartphone, which probably allows you to do a lot, you know, little bit of lower content consumption, but also content creation as well. The reason is the sizes of the screen is small. You will have a lot of fatigue reading through it and things like that. But it can be a great, you know, little bit of content creation and little bit of content consumption types of things. On the same way, if you go to the desktop, which is pretty bulky and you can't carry and things like that, but gives you a fantastic content creation capabilities, but since it doesn't have a lot of portability and, you know, you'll have to sit in a specific place and read the whole thing, it may not be a great content consumption device as well. So on the other hand, if I take to the extreme, you know, top, I could see that, like, you know, a hybrid device like a Windows 8 tablet, which can be detachable as a tablet and also can be snappable and, you know, use it as a laptop, gives you the great capabilities of both content creation and content consumption as well. And they're pretty lightweight. They have all these enterprise features that you want, and it can be managed in an enterprise environment. It cannot be in, and it can work in a great consumer enterprise as well. Sorry, consumer scenarios as well. So that's where, you know, this entire maze of devices come through, and they sit on this, you know, consumption patterns actually.
Yeah. So on your grid here, the Surface would be a hybrid. Is that correct?
That is very true. So the hybrid would be Surface. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, and I need to point out that there are other hybrid devices.
Very true.
Yeah, not just Surfaces. I looked at some actually this weekend. Although I have to say the Surface is just awesome. Especially, I've got the Surface Pro 3 and I just love it.
So the question many people go through is, you know, how do you really choose a device? So we have a four-step process that I've kind of, you know, outlined in the, you know, paper as well. So the first one is, like, you know, define your personas. Are you a mobile worker? Are you an office worker? Do you travel, you know, a lot for sales-related things? Are you a student, you know, who's, you know, home-based types of things? Once you know your, you know, type of profile and the persona, who you are, where you want to buy a device, then you need to, you know, also identify certain scenarios and the usage of the device. For example, what is the most often done things? You know, you're going to read emails, you're going to access documents, you're going to be doing a lot of social networking. Would you do, let's say, an online course or an online meeting type of things? What is that scenario, which is, like, you know, the top thing that you wanted to get this device to be doing? And if you have this, you know, the usage patterns clearly identified, then you would go to the third part, which is basically mapping this scenario into a 2x2 matrix, which we will show in our next screen. And based on the, you know, capabilities that are needed for your usage patterns, you would choose a device. So, for example, let's say if I go to my next screen, you would see this, you know, series of, you know, things that I put in my left, from, let's say, number one being reading an email, to number 30 being ability to connect to a printer, a plotter, or projector types of things, isn't it? So if I take all of these and if I plot it into the 2x2 matrix that I had in terms of content consumption and consumption creation wise, most of the capabilities are in between high content consumption or a high, you know, low content consumption types of things. So the question is, your scenarios have to map on the device that you're choosing should give you an ability to do them. So, for example, let's say most of the scenarios are, you know, spread all over. You would probably, you know, go ahead and buy a hybrid and maybe a smartphone, a two devices, which would probably could, you know, give you all the capabilities that you need from, let's say, and reading an email till an ability to create a mind map document or, you know, ability to connect to a printer somewhere, a Wi-Fi network, a video call, attending an online meeting, all kinds of things can be done from there. So that's the crux that I want to drive through this paper. And this grid kind of, you know, maps what type of product or a device that you might want to buy. So depending on your types of needs that you have, depending on the scenarios, you might buy a tablet, which would, if all your requirements are in this top quadrant where it's a medium content consumption, but a lot of content creation types of things. Versus if you are less of a mobility, but you wanted to do a lot of high content consumption, and depending on the mobility needs, you might buy a laptop or a desktop. Or if you have a capability where you need a lot of content consumption, but also a little bit of mobility in terms of content creation perspective, you buy an hybrid, which you know gets into the quadrant, all the top three quadrants, and also a smartphone, which kind of, you know, gives you capability of working with both these devices. So that's the, you know, the you know, model that drives you into.
Yeah. And so I notice you've got buy a phablet on here. So I happen to have a phablet.
Okay.
It's the Nokia 1520.
And that's a fantastic device.
Yeah, and I actually really like the device. I would say that I use it more for content consumption that I do creation, but it's also large enough so that I can absolutely type emails on it, although I'm usually doing that with my thumb, so it's not the ideal situation, but it's certainly something that's possible to do.
Very true. So one of the things in the Pablet thing that really works well for many people is, one, it's a large screen. Your ability to read without glasses, especially when you're above 40 and things like that, or if you have some kind of a, you know, special abilities, you know, that really works well as well. And the third thing is, like, you know, the battery lasts, isn't it? The battery lasts more than a day, which is especially when you're on the road and if you need that type of a capability, that really works well for people on the Pablet space.
Yeah, I have to laugh, right? Because you said over 40 and need glasses. Yeah, that's definitely me. But it reminds me of that commercial, you know, where you've got all the old people
same
with
here.
The phone that has, you know, like the two buttons, right? You know, call kids and call emergency services. but it's actually a lot more than that. I love this phone. It's a great form factor for me. It is a little bit large in my pocket. But I will say that when I got the phone, I thought, man, this thing is big. And now that I've had it and I look at other phones, my first thought is, man, those phones are small. You know, so it's definitely something that you get used to. And now it would be hard for me to go back to something that's smaller. I really, really, really love this device.
Right. I think many people who tried the Pablets, they don't want to give it up. They would like to keep on to the Pablets and, you know, they don't want to go to the smaller screens anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. I carry two devices with me. I carry this, and I carry a Surface Pro 3, and I can do almost anything that I want to do.
Precisely. That's the plan. So that's the thinking of this, you know, white paper as well, to tell people that, like, you know, don't adopt to a device. Rather, buy a device that adopts to your needs. It's one simple thing. Because I see people buy devices based on the screen resolution, types of processor it runs on, how much memory it has, you know, all kinds of good things. But that is not, you know, the way you would look at a device. The device buying should be more on pattern of your needs and, you know, how the device should be able to adapt to your needs, actually.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point. I think that we get into that quite a bit because of all the marketing that gets thrown our way about how this is faster and this has a better screen resolution and, you know, this one will wash your car for you. But really, what it comes down to is, what are the applications that I need to run, and which device runs those applications best?
Very true. But even a simple thing like, you know, your ability to connect the device during a presentation to a overhead projector, and the ability to, you know, show the, you know, thinking that you have, is such a basic thing. And many of the devices that we carry today, we struggle with that capability, isn't it? Ability to print a document. When I do a web check-in and if I wanted to print a document, it becomes such a dumber thing. You know, you need to find a laptop or a desktop at the end. And if a device gives you all kinds of capability and also mobility, and it's a great content consumption, you know, creation device, there's nothing like it.
Well, today has certainly been a shorter show, but a show that's high on valuable content. So I'd like to thanks, Srini, for joining us this morning all the way from Bangalore. Srini, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for Lax. Thanks for the opportunity. I hope the content is useful to the readers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was awesome. And guys, hopefully you got a lot out of it as well. So without further ado, that's your Taste of Premiere.
Thank you, folks. Have a good day.